I love you, Lee. So yeah, I like old Dennis Prager. He's a pretty sensible guy.
Who's the girl interviewing that guy?
Oh, she's one of the new ones for InfoWars. And she's doing a little bit of jump journalism. You jump people. Yeah. And the guy's interesting. Because it's like she had talked to him, and then it was pretty much she had left him and gone to somebody else, and then he came back trying to defend other people from her. I guess so. Looks like we replaced the rocks. I think the engraft is actually cheaper. Even with the water and everything else, I think replacing rocks is actually more expensive. And this stuff, yes. Looks like they're deciding to get rid of this old rock, which doesn't look good, and put in this other rock that at least is one color. Yes, I agree. But you do what people do. Ooh, hey, look. Well, we're tripping this. Cool. Kevin Green. It's struggling, though.
Well, that was even really great water. Yeah.
Oh, Matt. So, yeah. And it was like that guy was trying desperately not to get trapped. And it's like, dude, he says, this is what she does. She tries to lead you along a line of logic to get you somewhere. And you go, yes, it's obvious. You don't want to go there.
Because you're illogical. You're realizing.
Well, maybe.
You're
you know, you can say taxation isn't theft. And you go, if you as a private person tried to do it, it would be.
Yeah.
Says, and what gave government the right to actually go beyond that. It says, yeah, a collection of people can't assume rights that the individuals don't have to begin with. You go, you can make a deal between a group of people that you will let this happen. And you go, but it's just fine that majority of people, and you could say that they were all being selfish and greedy and wanted to hold on to their money, and you go, but you know what? They can do that. There's a deal to make with government, but you're sitting there saying, no, there's no deal. Government gets to do whatever it can amass itself power to do, and as long as it benefits you, you don't have a problem with it. You go, and other people are having a conversation about, so what is this ultimately going to accomplish? This is, we already know our government has a problem with management. Yeah. A lot of money goes in, not a lot of services come out. And you guys think the problem is that you don't give it enough money. And you're going, I think the bigger problem is they need to fix their management problems. before they start asking for more money. That's what a lot of people say. And you go, and it goes right back to kitchen table economics. You don't keep giving money to a guy that goes out and spends it frivolously. You usually stop giving those people money, or you put them on a really tight budget or something. It says the solution isn't, well, I sent him out to get a gallon of milk. I gave him some money to do it with. They came back with 10 bottles of vodka and no milk. And you go, so the solution to it is to give them more money so that they can buy all the vodka they want, and you hope at the end of the day they'll actually remember to grab a gallon of milk while they're at it.
Yeah.
And you're going, do you see that your whole philosophy actually makes no sense when it's brought back to the kitchen table?
Obama.
Well, it's because everybody's kind of accustomed to it. And a whole lot of their people do. Those guys say the basic problem with all these institutions isn't that they're mismanaged. It's just that we don't give them enough money. If we gave them enough money, we'd get the results we wanted. And you're going, yeah. This is giving a drunk 10 times more money just so that you can get a gallon of milk out of it, you hope. This is, you know what? That's when people start saying, you know what? I'm not giving you any more money. I'll go and get the dang gallon of milk. You go, what? Vigilantism. And you go, that's what we fall to when our government becomes so inadequate to do anything. And the price is simply too high. And you go, that's simply it. See, the reason why I'm a home economist. So you bring everything back to the kind of scale you can understand. You don't give money to your Uncle Louie, who's a drunk. You just don't do that. The government basically operates kind of like a drunk. You give them tons of money, and you hope. And the only justification you can ultimately raise for why you keep giving that uncle all that money is that you'll be looked upon badly if you don't. You know, it's your responsibility to take care of him no matter what. And you go, you know what? It's not. At the end of the day, he needs to get paid what he's worth. If he's not worth anything, then he shouldn't get anything. You just leave him out in the streets? So, well, this is, that's something that's between me and him. It doesn't do it to you. Why are you trying to get all moral all over me? Because especially, you know, like a conversation with between two adults trying to handle an economic problem, you know, I keep food on the table, and your little bitty kid comes in and starts ragging on you. Because you don't have a car as nice as your next door neighbor. You've got plenty of money. What do? I said, you push that kid aside and you get back to the conversation at hand. Oh no, you have to stop and respect that child. And you go, well, have we tried this in the past? And you guys don't listen? And you guys think it's all about making sure that you have the same thing your neighbor has? It's not fair. And you get tired of it, so you start just saying, you know what? Life's not fair. Go to your room. That child will never learn. And you go, if you're not learning now, it says, guess what? You're grown up, but you're still behaving that way. And you go, that's why democracies fall apart. Because ultimately, parties get good at working the system to, yeah, and entice the baser emotions in order to gain power. And the problem is, they actually try to come through on a few of these things. You actually get some true believers in this idiocy. You know, like Ocasio-Cortez, although I don't think she's a true believer in most of it. I think she's scripted, yeah. You're cute, you're multi-culti. You're kind of shrill. You're kind of ballsy. We will pay you to support these things. So go out there and do it. Because we want to take over the Democratic Party. Because we're trying to accomplish something larger. And you go, I don't know the end game of these people. I don't see your end game. What you want to have at the end of the day. Says, I don't think you do either. You just want free or low-cost things right now. And you go, are you willing to do what it takes to do that? And they say, only if it costs somebody else a lot. Which people need to cough it up. And they're going, yeah, and like you said, oh, why would I want to be rich in your country? I said, let me tell you, the United States already has a problem with its tax system that a lot of countries don't have a problem with. We tax all your income no matter where you earned it. Most countries only tax the income that you earn in their country. And you go, how come all these guys aren't going off to other countries to do these things? And you go, well, can I tell you? He said, the brain trust is here. If you're going to start a business and it requires intelligence and drive and resources and stuff like that, you're going to have to start here. That's where all those things are. I could go to Guatemala or someplace else for their excellent tax treatment, but I couldn't really have a very good business. I don't have enough of the good stuff that requires, you know, that it requires. Who's going to be my lieutenant? Well, I got to bring him from America, but I got to talk him into it. Oh yeah, you want to come to Nicaragua? It's great here. Yeah, there's a lot of poverty and crime, and you certainly don't want your kids going to school here. They've got weird laws on this and that. And you can't get your lieutenant to come. And you know, you find that happens a lot. If you could basically do America again, all over again, there would be no questions. People would leave this place and go to that place. Everybody talking about, I'm going to America, land of opportunity. And you go, yeah. You go, it would. You would start seeing people start going there. This is the way you end all the people wanting to come to the United States, all these migrants wanting to come, take advantage of the place? It says, take over some little pissant South American country. We better hurry. I always worry. I know they try to look, but the tendency of human beings, too. Oh. Anyway. I said, you know, hey, Venezuela is actually not a bad idea. I said, take over that country. Turn that into, you know, just start all over again. Here's a constitution. It was written by these guys 250 years ago. But now it's the law of the land here. It says, and guess what? Those guys in Central America would turn around and start running to that one. And you go, now, America would become would become Europe, you know. The socialists would take over. And you go, yeah, so what? Anyway, but yeah, this is, that's how you solve the problem. And you go, now, it says, can I be honest? I said, it only, the United States was an interesting yet unique place. The place was mostly empty. There were Indians around. There were tribes, but they were very small. You know, for a place that we filled up with 100 million people, there may have been 500,000 people here originally. They still fought with each other like cats and dogs. And you go, that would be the problem with trying to do this any place else, is that there's already people there. And unlike the Indians, we can't actually chase them off, round them up, stick them in reservations, or whatever. It says, I'm not saying that's good or bad. Are you going, yeah? The cool thing would be if Atlantis came up out of the sea, you know, that kind of thing. We had all kinds of new stuff. John Hauser, Assistant Vice President of Communication Services. Yes, he knows me. That's because he says this all the time, I'm the SVP. We all laugh. And he goes, I didn't get a pay raise when I got this title. I said, but the one nice thing is you didn't get that whole rotten, I'm on a year-to-year contract, and they can get rid of me any given year that they don't like me anymore. And he goes, yeah. And I said, there's not much to complain about. It sounds pretty good to me. They don't pay it too badly. Don't bite the hand that feeds you. So, yeah. You know, be kind of cool if the whole big land comes up out of the ocean. That'll be a new place, not populated. Are you sure, or is that just what you read in some book?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
That's what I read in some book.
Ah. I don't know if I believe that. Huh?
Where else are we supposed to go?
I don't know. All I can say is that stinking big. Can I be honest? I think it was kind of a small community.
It might have been as big as Cannibal Falls.
Melrose. I don't know. Nobody gives us any sense of size. It'll be warmer tomorrow.
Yep. I'm looking forward to it.
I'm about tired of being cold.
Yeah,
I think that's about right. That's the opposition of all things, right? At least in this particular sphere. I don't know. I don't think we get the heavy extremes either. Other places get a lot more extremes. I know people say, wow, gee, what is this? He says, oh, yeah. It's not like 78 degrees every single day like clockwork. We're not in the tropics. Gotta tell you that. We're out in Shetland, where it's always cold. 60 degrees is balmy and you go out naked. You know, it's... Finally found a place that Lisa will tolerate. That's a tricky order, Lee. Yeah. Okay.
Come on, Matt, pick it up.
So, anyway, lots of fun. You don't know, so what do you do? He says, you can't move away from it. I thought about it. I worked on it. I didn't get it. It would have been no better anywhere else. Different flavor, the same decline. to know if I would like it better or not. Hard to say. I said, so what do you do? Continue to voice what you think is important. Vote that way. Try to entice other people to be that way too. It says, and that's the basic thing you can do. Oh. So you can come pick up my mat. I love you. Make it up, kid.
Can too.
Oh my gosh. Now we're gonna check in. See if everybody's still alive. Yeah. How's it going, yeah? Okay. See you in a little bit. He's running out. He's already on his way. Okay. All right. Yeah, let's turn off the darn recording.